those TSA scanners didn't have to be so revealing. Public outrage turns to humor on TV. And pilots to be exempted, but not flight attendants? This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plagg. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, November 23rd, 2010. A few days ago, we told you about full-body scanners used in the Netherlands, which display you not in lurid detail like the ones in the U.S., but with image processing to make you look like a generic stick figure with only abnormalities clearly displayed. Now, the Washington Post reports a scientist claims he tried to convince the federal government to do the same thing here back in 2006. Bill Wattenberg, who's associated with the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory in California, says that when he and his colleagues heard TSA was planning to introduce backscatter imaging at checkpoints, quote, "We knew it was going to happen. People are immediately going to scream like hell because they're taking the clothes off everybody. Why not just distort the image into something grotesque so that there isn't anything titillating or exciting about it?" Unquote. He says the image processing to distort the human body, funhouse mirror style, was pretty straightforward, but TSA dismissed the idea. With the Thanksgiving holiday drawing out lots of infrequent travelers for their first experiences with enhanced screening, I'm going to make a wild guess that public reaction will put this idea back on the table. Outrage already over so-called enhanced security procedures is filling what is often a news vacuum in the few days before the U.S. Thanksgiving Day holiday. The stories rolling in about what seem to be outliers in screener behavior are only likely to increase as the holiday traffic rush descends on terminals everywhere. It may actually be reaching the point where Congress, which it should be noted created this mess before the current administration took office, might have to try and get this genie back in the bottle. The topic is generating so much content, it's creating a vacation of sorts for talk show producers who normally have to really work to dig for good topics. A couple nights ago, attorney Gloria Allred, who most recently was known for representing Meg Whitman's housekeeper, appeared on Sean Hannity's TV show on the Fox News Network. If she was trying to defend the TSA from charges that what it's doing is sexual assault, she delivered a somewhat mixed message.
You're a renowned feminist, Gloria. You used to be, with, if I remember correctly, with Now in California, correct?
That's correct. Well, I actually just went through both a scan and a pat-down.
Did they grope you?
To,
did they touch your body parts?
Yeah, they did. It was the first time anybody touched them in a long time, and frankly, I liked
gee,
it. But
oh,
having said that, it is not a sexual assault.
And if you missed Saturday Night Live this past weekend, you missed this parody of late-night TV 900 phone services.
Feeling lonely this holiday season? Looking for a little human interaction? Do you want to feel contact in certain special places?
Then why not go through security at an airport?
The TSA. Spending time with a TSA agent couldn't be easier. Simply book a flight departing from any American airport. When selected for a full-body scanner, say no. You'll be pulled aside by a TSA agent, and that's when the fun begins.
It could be me.
Or even me.
But it's probably gonna be us. Take off your damn shoes!
The TSA. It's our business to touch yours.
If this all feeds into tomorrow's planned opt-out day, forcing TSA to pat down more travelers than planned, all I can say is try and get to the airport early. TSA has cracked a little on its one-size-fits-all posture on scans and pat-downs, agreeing Friday that once a secure ID system for pilots can be deployed, pilots can bypass the choice the rest of us must make. As you might imagine, flight attendants are protesting that they, too, should be exempt from random screenings. Bipartisan support is coalescing in Congress to rein in the TSA. Florida Congressman John Mica, who's expected to chair the House Transportation Committee when the Republican majority takes over in January, was one of the authors of the bill which created the TSA, but now he's urging airports to opt out and contract for private security. Reuters reports that Representatives Benny Thompson of Mississippi and Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas, both Democrats with committee assignments and domestic security issues, have told the TSA it, quote, has a duty to ensure that its procedures have been reviewed by experts in privacy and civil rights for constitutionality, unquote. Up next on ANN, road signs and tail rotors don't mix. the Lakota finds roles in the homeland, and Pratt & Whitney gets an order from Egypt. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for November 23rd. I'm Paul Platt. A driver police suspect fell asleep at the wheel yesterday, rolled his pickup three times on Interstate 84 in Utah's Weber Canyon. Responders called in an AirMed helicopter for the driver, but the Associated Press reports the pilot had to plant the chopper on the interstate after clipping a road sign with a tail rotor. There were no injuries in the forced landing. The driver of the truck was transported to a hospital by ground ambulance. A flatbed truck was dispatched to bring home AirMed's Bell 407 after it blocked the westbound lanes of I-84 for about 4 hours. The latest version of the Army's Lakota light helicopter, the security and support model, was on display at the Pentagon last week, so senior Army leaders could get a look. The less costly, smaller, high-tech Eurocopter Lakota is expected to be more appropriate to missions in homeland security, search and rescue, medevac, and security and support than legacy options such as the UH-1 Huey. The security and support Lakota comes with day and night cameras, a large searchlight, a nav system which can locate a street address, and a communication system that can be synced with first responders on the ground. Colonel Neil Thurgood, project manager for utility helicopters at the Redstone Arsenal in Alabama, explained that Lakotas are well-suited for disaster response scenarios, such as Hurricane Katrina. He adds there are no current plans to send Lakotas into combat, but they can free up other helicopters, such as Blackhawks, to go overseas. Egypt will spend $46 million with Pratt & Whitney for F-100 PW-229 enhanced engine packages to power the Egyptian Air Force's new fleet of 20 F-16s. The contract covers engines to support the initial aircraft production for Egypt's F-16 Block 52 purchase. Pratt & Whitney plans to begin deliveries next year. Pratt & Whitney says the engine offers a lower total cost of ownership and an outstanding record of safety during more than 1.7 million flight hours in more than 18 years of operational service. Still ahead, the Air Force upgrades its orbital debris tracking. Turbomeca will supply 90 engines to China. And the RAF is looking for an executive director. You're listening to Aero News.
Freedom through performance. At Cirrus, performance is not simply the measurement of a single design parameter. Rather, it's a total package. It's optimum balance of speed, efficiency, comfort, safety, ease of flight, and quality. We call it Cirrus Flying 2.0. Aren't you ready to feel the freedom?
Piperjet,
Hypersport,
Pipermatch,
Global Expansion,
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed, get involved at facebook.com/piperaircraft.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, November 23rd. I'm Paul Platt. The U.S. Air Force is ready to retire something called the VHF fence, a radar system that's been used to track objects in space since the 1960s. Lockheed Martin has submitted a bid for the design review phase of a project being called simply the Space Fence, which would use higher-frequency S-band radars to track much smaller objects, including debris. Lockheed's program director, John Morse, explained, quote, "The 2009 collision of an operational communications satellite with a defunct satellite illustrates the real risk space debris poses to both our manned and unmanned space missions. Space situational awareness is a national security priority, and Space Fence will greatly enhance our ability to track and catalog orbiting objects which number in the tens of thousands," unquote. The preliminary design review stage will involve two contracts totaling $214 million. The build-out, expected to be completed by 2015, would total $3.5 billion. Turbomeca has signed a contract to supply 90 Ariel 2C engines with China Aviation Technology Import-Export Corporation and AVIC International for their respective export markets. The first engines will be delivered this year. The 2C is the latest version of the Ariel turboshaft engine family and features a simple design with a reduced parts count and only 5 modules for easy maintenance. TBO is 3,500 hours. Turbomeca, based in France, got its start producing compressors for Hispano in the 1930s. And finally today, the RAF, no not that one, the Recreational Aviation Foundation, has launched a search for the organization's first executive director. The group is headquartered in Bozeman, Montana. The mission is to keep the legacy of recreational aviation strong by preserving, maintaining, and creating public-use recreational and backcountry airstrips nationwide. In announcing the search, RAF President John McKenna stated, quote, "This is our next logical step. The organization is growing rapidly and needs a dedicated individual who can respond to and manage the various opportunities that are coming our way," unquote. If you think you might be qualified to be the executive director of the RAF, submit a resume to edsearch@theraf.org. And who knows, maybe the next time you're in a bar in London, you'll have a great new pickup line. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. It looks like pilots with secure ID and a background check will get to bypass invasive screening at airports. But that was supposed to be the plan for all of us, Bob Poole of the Reason Foundation explains. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.